Okay, ask Catherine. A lot of good questions today. Hi, Catherine. Do you have recommendations for the best places to store precious metals, primarily silver? Ideally, I'd like to keep it in my possession, but don't feel comfortable having large amounts at my residence. In your opinion, what are the top three places to store physical precious metals? Thank you. I have not done a recent full search, but here are the ones that I currently recommend. Any really good Swiss bank is fine, particularly if you put it in your own safe deposit box there. But you may need a certain minimum to get an account open, and that may be more than an inconvenience along with the travel. You may want it close to you in North America. Das Safe in Vienna is another one that you can. They have a website up, DAS, new word, SAFE, and I'd recommend. So those would be my two picks in Europe. In the United States, CNT Depository in Massachusetts is one that Franklin Sanders has had very good experience with and recommends, and then Fidelitrade in Delaware, BMG Bullion in Canada. Rob Kirby is one of the people who represents BMG. Now, some of those require that you buy precious metals to be custodian there, others don't. I'm certainly comfortable with a good safe deposit box and a good community bank or credit union that's near you. Some people don't trust the banking system. What I would say is, I think if there's real reason to be concerned, you'll probably have a good chance to get it out. We have a great interview with Dan Perkins of Hidden Safe in Memphis, and it may be worth it to you to get Hidden Safe to come out and build safes that, your local burglar really can't find. Hi, Catherine. I know you're doing a pension fund overview in a couple of months and found several articles you may find interesting. California recently increased gasoline and car registration taxes for, quote, street improvements, but my guess is to shore up CalPERS. We already had an 8% sales tax and a carbon global warming tax on every gallon of gas. We are already a dollar per gallon higher than Arizona, all in state taxes, and we're very car dependent here. Between CalPERS and CalSTRS, that's the teachers fund, for about 2 million families currently receiving benefits, and probably more than that number are not expecting to receive future benefits. Who are expecting to receive future benefits? My guess is that this is not going to end well. Personally, I'm moving to Texas next year. Well, that's how my relatives got to Texas during the Civil War. It was called Gone to Texas. They were trying to move far enough west to get away from the war. Hi, Catherine. I don't remember a time when we've had so many unnatural disasters, hurricanes with 51 inches of rain, Harvey, then Irma in Florida, then Puerto Rico getting destroyed by two hurricanes, then the huge fires in Northern California. They say 5,200 homes destroyed. The latest I've read is 7,500 homes and businesses. And now a hurricane hitting Ireland. Then the Vegas massacre and all the weird stories of disappearances. Witness murders, erased cell phones, and sheriff acting really stressed with the always present FBI close by. Now it's Harvey Weinstein everywhere, which seemed to kill the Vegas follow-up. Why do you think the Weinstein story is front and center since everyone knows this has been going on for many, many years? As I said, it's whiteout. So I think the sort of global 3.0 types think that Weinstein is 2.0, he's expendable. So they're using him to try and, having a Harvey Weinstein scandal and having him being investigated by the NYPD, the LAPD, Scotland Yard, the Department of Justice. All of that is very juicy. Now, I don't think it's been sufficient whiteout given what's going on, and that's why I think we're seeing the Uranium One deal come back up with the Clintons. You have a whole part of the heartland that's ready to just. They would go into a state of great political excitement if they thought Clinton was going to be, there's any chance she was going to be indicted. Now, I don't think, they'll use this for whiteout, but they don't need to indict Clinton unless the need for whiteout gets even stronger than it is now. I really think that Bush's scream about conspiracy theories and fabrication is he sees what's going on. In Washington and the way Trump's handling things to really be opening up cracks and letting the light in a way that is really threatening to him and Obama. I think the Uranium One deal opens up way too many cracks that could go into both of them. So they're really worried that you know, that they've got serious personal liability, both their wealth and the, you know, their legal liability. So, and the reader continues, things are accelerating, and I think we're definitely through the looking glass. Love your insights and leadership. Then the next one is very long. I'm not going to read it. You can read it in the notes. But someone in Florida is asking for protection for a doctor at a wellness institute who's done a remarkable job of healing him and other many other people. And he's very concerned because we've had, over the last two years, we've had 70 natural health doctors die mysteriously or clearly be assassinated or murdered. And so I think he's very concerned about the safety of this doctor and the people around him. So I will definitely keep you and the doctor in my prayers. My recommendation, though this is going to sound harsh, is I would get out of Florida. I just don't think Florida is safe when you're in this, you know, when you've got this kind of clinic or institute. I know it's a very big job to move a successful business like that, but I just think you're going to have to get to friendlier territory. Now, I say that without knowing a lot of the specifics of your situation. But again, I would not stay in Florida. I think it's for this, I think it's the most dangerous state in the country. And what I don't know how to advise you is if there's another, well, there's certainly many states that would be better. But you also may be better off going to Cuba or someplace in Latin America, which is more tolerant of successful natural medicine. The other thing I would say is you absolutely need spiritual protection. I think it's quite remarkable the people who are protected from impossible amount of danger when they have angelic protection. I don't know, or I can tell, I think you know how to invite in that protection, but I would continue to stress doing so. So please feel free if you have more questions to send them in to Ask Catherine. Hi, Catherine. In your latest podcast, you postulated that maybe the mayors and local government officials were being threatened to encourage them to go along with something, or their towns could also be hit by directed energy weapons. I think California SB 649 is your answer. Also, as to Vegas events, as you remember on 9/11, there were many multiple drills running at the same time. The MO appears to be the same drills plus live action, which caused the slow response and confusion. Keep up your great work. God bless you. Let me see if there was one other question. One person did send in a form that was from Dickinson, Texas. I think that is in the Galveston area. It was a grant application on the municipality's website. So I read it on the municipality's website. And it was a grant application for homeowners to apply for grants to help them remediate the harm done by the housing. So presumably, you know, if your house had been harmed, you could get this grant and fix up your house, etc. So this is the application. And the thing that was unbelievably strange about it is it required you on the application to agree that you didn't boycott Israel, and for the term of this agreement that you would not boycott Israel, which I have to tell you, seeing that in a Texas municipal government document as a requirement, I'm tempted to call them and ask them if it was a federal requirement, how in the world it got in there. It's quite remarkable.